this is a wonderful place, yes, which was set up with, you know, some of the funds that were raised initially just to support the families of the bereaved. But this is a fabulous place, and it has grown itself, both as a research institute and as a wonderful museum, which had a brilliant refurbishment last year and is fantastic. Yes, and I think it really inspires people.
And the 100th anniversary, of course, has just gone to accentuate the story, really, and emphasise the story, hasn't it?
I think so, and I think it's brought it to a whole new lot of people. So, and I think the combination of The Frozen Planet, David Attenborough's big series, and, you know, some of the media coverage means that a whole new generation of people will be introduced to the story who might not otherwise have known about it.
Do you marvel at their achievements? On a very simple basis, you've only got to look at the equipment, the things they wore, the weight of equipment that they dragged along. Does it just take your breath away, really, as to how they coped? It certainly does mine.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I was just reading my grandfather's diaries again the other day, and it's amazing what they did. And they appeared to remain cheerful right up till the end. I mean, they were pretty remarkable, really. Yes, I think they achieved a great deal, and they were just so brave.